cruising our way through a beautiful Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Do your friends and family and neighbors a favor and call them and tell them to tune in as well. See what we can't do to help all of Arizona homeowners. It's our goal to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Let's see if we can become Stephanie's best friend and answer her question. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. My question is whether to replace an east-facing bathroom window with glass blocks, because my neighbor, who came from Tucson, said that it's just going to heat up the house and bathroom even more.
Your neighbor's probably right, Stephanie. Glass,
really?
Yeah. I love glass block. I really do. I love the look at it. As a matter of fact, this house that we're featuring in the next hour is my favorite home that I've seen built in the last 40 years. It has extensive use of glass block. But you got to do it right. You got to do it right. Just replacing a window with one width of glass block is not going to. You're not going to be happy. It is going to heat your house up more.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Now, if you're just completely sold on that, depending on what kind of outside room you have, if you're doing it for privacy reasons, you could always put some kind of shade trellis past it, get an awning attached to it.
Take the sun off of it.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
well, I guess I'm going to have to try. The other thing I was thinking of, if I couldn't do that, was to put up what I think is metal sunscreen. But every time I go on the internet, all I see is like a shade, which is pliable. The ones I've seen at my friend's home way in Sun City, they look like they're wrinkled metal that goes across the window. Is it a different name than sunscreen?
You know what, Miss Stephanie, are you familiar with our website?
I believe I am, yes.
At RosieOnTheHouse.com. Just go to the Contractor Referral Network in the Phoenix area. Under sunscreens, there's a company called SunTech. And you can call Chad or Rich there, and they'll be able to take care of you. They'll get you the metal.
SunTech.
That's
wonderful.
Right.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
All right, dear. Thank you.
From there, we move to Charles, talking window leak. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
In my kitchen, I have a kind of a long window. Oh, it's about 6 feet. But anyway, I've got a leak in the window up in a corner, and it has eaten through the paint and I guess the drywall where nails are exposed.
No.
So obviously it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. How old is the house?
The house is 22 years old.
And it's a frame house with stucco?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we've got a flashing problem. To solve the problem, Charles, we're probably going to have to do a bit of surgery on the outside of the house. Actually cut stucco away, reflash the window, triple, double check that whole area, and then re-stucco it back together. And again, the company I would have do that work is a company in Phoenix called Stucco Renovations, and you can find them on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. I'm going to try and pull their number up here real quick. Stucco Renovations, the man's name
I would have got that for you. I was sitting here writing some notes.
Man's name is Doug, and the number is 602-454-9635. He has solved thousands of these improperly flashed windows in stucco homes all over and across this great valley of the sun. So, Charles, give Doug a call and have him come out there and take a look at it and see what's going to be necessary to seal it up. And I'll tell you, it's a big problem, because for a long time, the actual manufacturer of that system was recommending flashing the window a particular way, which ended up causing the problem. So there was actually a national class action suit against that system. It's called EIFA system, external insulating foam stucco. And there were some actually pretty large payouts. Unfortunately, it's not active anymore, and the payout plan isn't available to you anymore. But we literally do have to cut the stucco away, reflash the window, patch the stucco, and then repaint the exterior stucco. So there you go. Good luck. It's a very common problem.
last week we talked a little bit about recycling, reusing,
repurposing,
and had some interesting follow-up from our listeners from that we'll cover real quick.
Yeah, and we had several people write in about things that they had done that were very interesting. On Facebook, Ms. Judith said that they had taken an 1800s pump organ and reused it in their bathroom, which I thought was really cool. And then I thought this was kind of a sweet one from Ernie. He said that in the 1960s, his dad had built a little home for his mom in Prescott. And he used old things left over from the Phoenix Country Club and some other demolitions. And she said, we didn't know we were recycling. We just thought we were saving money. And, that's really true. It's just renaming.
And Ernie's mom, who's 90, still lives in that home to this day.
But it's funny because now it's so popular, you can't really save money doing it. But
but you're at least keeping something out of the landfill.
Yeah.
Philosophically committed to the plan.
Yeah.
All right. Folks, in the next hour, we're going to talk about what I consider to be one of the most ideal homes I've seen built in Arizona in a long, long time. Went up in my neighborhood, and we actually have the homeowner coming in to join us in studio. And you can hear about the planning process, why he picked the materials he did, and I'll give you my interpretation of why it is I love this house so much.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.